Joined now by Hall of Famer Andre Dawson. Andre Dawson is in town for CIBC Miracle Day every year on the first Wednesday in December. CIBC's traders and participating CIBC Wood Gundy investment charities donate their fees and commissions from the trading day to children's charities. Last year, take a load of this. Last year, Miracle Day raised $7 million. That was distributed to more than 500 children's charities across the country. And these donations included a range of programs benefiting children, hot meals to start the school day, shelters for families in crisis, camp opportunities, skills development, a whole lot more. It's a great initiative by our friends at CIBC Wood Gundy. And we're very pleased to be joined by Andre Dawson. Andre, thanks so much for this. This is a terrific venture. How did you get involved in this?
A good friend of mine that works with the Alamar Foundation, Craig Nyman, contacted me about 4 or 5 months ago and wanted to know if I could block the date, put it on my calendar, come up and participate, and I told him sure. For me, it was a no-brainer because that's something I work very closely with. That's children's causes.
Yeah, you've been involved in that area for a while, haven't you? Both as a player, but also once you got out of the game as a player, you've always lent your time to a variety of children's charities, whether it's in Canada or in Florida.
Yeah, that like I said, that's something that is real close and dear to me. It initially started out with my grandmother's passing from complications of Alzheimer's. And then I started to work with sickle cell disease, especially in cases that involved youth. And then I tried to take it a step further with a scholarship foundation for those who wanted to pursue a college education and other kids that had special needs.
Now, it's timely that we have you on as well. I mean, anytime's a good time to talk to you. Anytime's certainly a good time to talk about this. But you were involved with the Florida Marlins. I'm sorry, the Miami Marlins. And boy, they're very much in the news right now with Giancarlo Stanton, a guy you know pretty well. I'm going to ask you first of all, Andre, how, you know, we see him on TV, we've seen him in the All-Star game, but I haven't seen him. Those of us here haven't seen him as much as you have. What makes him such a great power hitter?
Well, just to look at his physique, I mean, he's very in tune to his body. He takes care of himself. And to me, he's a physical freak. I haven't really seen the looks of his makeup for quite some time. And that's what he lives for. I watched him when he was first drafted, when he was in A-ball. Myself and Tony Perez went down to evaluate him, and I looked at him participating in a home run derby. He didn't even make the All-Star team because he wasn't with the team that long. But I saw him, and the comment I made to Tony Perez was when this kid was a 19-year-old, that we need to take him back to Miami with us now because he's ready. He'll probably strike out, but he'll just walk into 40 home runs or so because of his ability. I did get to see quite a bit of him over the course of, you know, the last 6 years. And like I said, he's just a physical freak, and he hits the ball a ton, unlike anything that I've ever seen before. I just, you know that the ceiling is unlimited with him, and I felt all along if he just stayed healthy. He had issues with his health in previous years, injuries. If he just stayed healthy for all of 1 year, he was going to put up some phenomenal numbers, and that was the result of this past season.
Now, Andre, as you mentioned, both you and Tony Perez were involved in the scouting of Giancarlo Stanton. You are no longer with the Miami Marlins. How concerned are you about what is going on with that franchise?
Well, I must say it didn't feel good to get fired, but, mm-hmm. you know, that's the nature of the business. I think, you know, when teams change ownership, they're in transition, they go different directions, this sort of thing happens. But being a small market that it is, you can't really come into the fold and expect the fan base to endure another rebuilding process. And that's probably what you're going to see, what you're going to get in the next few years or so. But To put it, as logical and as short as I can, there's a little bit of disarray there right now, and it's not going to bode well. I don't think it's going to be a long year for them.
Where are you going to go from here? What are you thinking about? Will you try to stay in the game? Do you have offers? Are you interested in it, or do you want to just step back for a bit and maybe just kind of enjoy life as a free agent again, if I could put it that way?
No, I really enjoyed my job description, what I was doing in the game, in the ambassador's role, and I feel it was a natural for me. And right now there are other options, but I think I'm going to entertain the one that's most important to me, and that's a position with the Chicago Cubs. For me, it's a natural fit. It's probably where I belong in a sense. Miami was convenient for me because it was my home. It was where I grew up. I was born and raised, and I had the opportunity to play my last 2 years there, and that position became available to me. But the Cubs, I've always, enjoyed. I get back to Chicago about a dozen times a year anyway. So when that offer was presented to me, it was a no-brainer, and that's probably where I'm going to wind up.